You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.
Ambassador Everett Robinson presents Final Authority, Mondays at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, teaching a sound biblical perspective that is solely based upon the authority scripture alone. Final Authority with Ambassador Everett Robinson, Mondays at 9 o'clock p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. It's Ladies Night, each and every Thursday on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life. At 7:30, Simone Hurt with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Yes, woosah, that's what I'm talking about. Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Wednesday to you and yours, and welcome to all our friends and family, and a guest to Single Woman's Love Couch Chronicles, coming to you live on the Love Radio Network. I am your worldwide radio host personality, Ms. Simone, and I'm thanking you for tuning in to share your time with me tonight. It is a great day to be empowered and to enjoy your journey right from your home, and especially from your very own couch. Now, get a glass of whatever you like. Go ahead and sit yourself down and enjoy the nuances of a woman and a man's perspective on life, love, liberty, friends, dating, generational issues, some curses, and every topic in between. Now, if you're new to Couch Chronicles, we all say welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in and enjoy the show. And if you're a reoccurring or dedicated Couch Chronicle fan, thank you for your dedication, your time, and for being a ride-or-die Couch Chronicle baby. Now call or text your friends and family to come on in and join us by logging on to loveradionetwork24.com, and that's L-U-V, radionetwork24.com. Press the live button, or you can actually give us a call at 563-999-3519. That number again is 563-999-3519. Come on and get on the couch with us and have a wonderful time. And be careful, it's sometimes a very grown show. Now remember, you can connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Simone Hurt. That's S-Y-M-O-N-E. Last name is H-U-R-T. Go ahead and send me a friend request and I will be more than happy to befriend you back so you can be part of the Couch Chronicle party. Now, we are streaming live, so come on in at LoveRadioNetwork24.com. Take time to check us out and join the Love Radio Network for the latest and the greatest shows on the internet, baby. Now, praying everyone is well today, and of course, staying safe. Don't forget. Now, our topic today is know your worth and then add some taxes, honey. Now, it's a topic that I read online a few weeks ago, and it was a blog by Stephanie Pernas, where she was blogging about actually knowing her worth and how hard it is sometimes to actually collect your money. Now, some of us, especially the females that are in business, we have all encountered that look. It's that look like, are you sure or are you serious? Of really, you want how much for what? Yes, baby. Yes, I do. Yes, I am. And where's my money? Okay, just show me the money. That's all I'm talking about. But on the other side, they also ask for a lot of things and don't really want to give you what you really deserve. So it's not only transparent in business, but it also transcends into relationships. So, personally, I relate it all over the story because I have experienced this many, many times myself in my consulting business. So as my grandmother D used to tell me, know your own worth, baby, because guess what? No one else does. Because if you don't know yourself, then you are setting yourself up to be taken advantage of. And many times I've had to not only show my worth, but to prove my worth. And some of y'all know what that may entail if you know me. And or just handle you in a fashion that lets you know the whole shebang is real, okay? So recognize your self-worth and remind yourself that you no longer need to please other people. No matter what people do or say, and regardless of what happens outside of you, only you alone control how you feel about yourself. So tonight, my co-host, Miss Tanya, and along with a very special guest, Mr. Richard McLaren, a.k.a. Mr. Rick, will be discussing how to know your worth and value so you can no longer need to please other people. And no matter what they do or say, like I said again, and regardless of what happens outside of you, say it again in case you didn't catch it the first time, only you alone control how you feel about yourself. So now, to get this party started, make sure you text all your family tonight. Go ahead and text them the number or text love, L-U-V, radio network 24.com, and they can press the listen live button to get in on the action. Why should you be the only one listening? Just get some, everybody just reach one. Just reach out one person, go ahead and text them up and tell them to come on with you and listen and learn a few new things. So some of y'all are part of groups. You know you can get them on group chat or text them and invite them to come on in too. Now, while you're on the couch tonight, you know, we're always family, and you know what happens when family gets together. We have a little fun. So grab your drink, nestle on in, but don't pull that blanket up too far because it is about to get a little hot and a little steamy up in here tonight. So go ahead and lean on in, learn you something new, and enjoy the ride, my loves. Okay, everybody, let's welcome to the mic first our co-host, Miss Tanya Dews, our multiple sclerosis coach and motivator. Come on in, Miss Tanya. Okay.
Hey, can you hear me? I'm so sorry. How you guys doing? You know, I've been listening on that drink a little bit too much. I'm sorry, y'all.
That, it's okay.
You know, sometimes you get a little tasty there. You know what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
how y'all
do.
Doing tonight?
We're fantastic. Like I said, Tanya, we have a very special guest. This is a very, very nice young man. I'm just very, very happy that he is with us today, and I'd like to introduce our very dapper, because honey, if you see him on Facebook, you can see that he is Mr. Dapper Zan, homie be dressing, that's all I'm saying, is Mr. Richard McLaren. How are you?
I am good. Good evening. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, now, my God.
Let's get this thing started.
Yes, baby, we're going to get this all out. I know that's right.
Come on, he gave it two claps, girl.
Yes, and honey, I'll take every clap I can get. That's
okay.
What I'm talking about.
Come on now.
AKA Mr. Rick, welcome to my Couch Chronicles. Feel free, everybody, to call in and ask if there's any questions for our guest tonight at 563-999-3519 and press number 1. If you don't call in, trust me, you're going to learn a whole lot anyway. So how is everybody doing tonight? Tanya, we're going to start with you.
I am just wonderful. I'm warm. I'm cozy. I'm feeling good. No complaints. Girl, wonderful. Just good.
Okay.
Just good all over. You know that I'm like, what's her name?
I feel good all over.
I feel good. Girl, you know you in my head. Get out my head. I feel good all over. Yeah, yes, baby. See, that's why we're so good together. She all up in my head.
Look. I've had a very trying day today, guys, but I'm so happy to be here with you today. Sometimes this is my ultimate therapy just to come on this show and talk to y'all. I just love it. I love it. I'm going to tell you no lie. Now, we're going to let Mr. Rick go ahead and not only introduce himself to the audience, but tell us a little bit about him. He's got some stuff going on. Rick, why don't you go ahead and give us a little shout out on what's going on with you.
I don't know if I can follow you two, man. Y'all powerful. I love it. Hey, listen, I am Rick McLaren, Richard McLaren. They call me Big Rick. I live in the Baltimore area. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own talk show as well on Facebook Live called Strength, Courage, and Wisdom. We come on Wednesday morning, and at 10 o'clock, we would love to see you guys there. I have a behavioral health business. I have an IT business. I have an entertainment business, and I have a public speaking business, and I'm very, very excited to be on the Couch Chronicles tonight to talk about Know Your Worth.
Yes, yes, yes. I picked you to do this topic, Rick, because you got so much going on. I know you know your worth. I didn't have to assess whether you did. I pretty much know by your actions that you knew your worth. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And also, when I first met you, you and I had a little encounter where I kind of, you know, I was Bogarting. I did. I have to admit. You know, Mr. Rick is kind of popular with the ladies, y'all, sometimes. And sometimes we get a little moment in with him to kind of have a conversation. You got to boss up. You know what I'm saying? And so I had a moment there where I had to kind of flex and boss up and try to get in there with Mr. Rick so I can get, you know, ask the question, can you at least come on the show with us? I was like, it's just a question. Like, I am not waiting in this line to talk to this brother. Come on. Now, did I do okay, Rick? Did I do all right?
You spoke nothing but the truth.
Hey, okay now. I'm just saying.
Nothing but the truth.
So I thought that this was a pretty good group to actually have a great, straightforward, and as me and Tanya always say, transparent conversation about knowing your worth and your value. In that article that I read, at the end of it, the young lady says, not only do I know my worth, I'm going to add some taxes to it, honey. Okay.
All right now.
And that's what I'm talking about. It. I myself also put a little stank on that about the taxes on the back end. Especially if you didn't treat me real, real good in the front end, I got a whole lot of taxes for you in the back end. So I'm just
Uh-oh.
Saying. Yes.
Uh-oh.
So this
I'm
was
scared.
A great conversation to go ahead and do that. So we're going to just go ahead and jump on in with the topic. And, there is worth and value in all relationships, and of course, the very most important relationship should be with yourself. So we're going to start with self first, guys, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm going to let Tanya go first, Rick, just get your feet wet, and then you'll go first the next
Ooh.
Question, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Tanya, how do you know your worth?
Well, I know my worth because I know myself. I know my talents. I know my strengths. I know what consequences will happen if I don't do certain things. I know I'm useful. I know I'm helpful. I know I'm loving. I know I'm caring. And I just know all the qualities and greatnesses of myself. And I definitely, hey, I know my talents. Woo! I got some skills. Wait, as the brothers say, I'm gifted.
I'm gifted. Well, I guess
I knew you would like that one.
I'm laughing. You know why I'm laughing as well? Because I also know what they are. So that's
nice.
Inside joke,
be
y'all.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
That's
sorry.
Right. Come on.
Okay, look,
I have to
smack myself.
There you go.
I forgot we have a gentleman on with us today.
That's
normally
right. Be kind.
Girl,
it's his first
grimy.
Time. Give him a chance. Give him a chance to get in here first.
We get a little grimy sometimes, but it's all good. Yes, and I understand that. And trust me, I only run with people who are good people. And they're not good
That's
people
right.
because they have money. They're not good people because they have status. They are good people because they have gratitude, thankfulness. They know themselves. They value themselves. And they want to go somewhere or they're doing something. Okay.
Right now, that's good.
And I said all of that so that people would understand. You know, some of y'all got some friends y'all just really need. It's 2021. Things are changing. Things are getting a little different. And it's really time to cut some ties on some people. Okay. You
Let
need
it
to really
go.
Start. Yeah. You really need to start cleaning that clock out for 2021 and figure out, you know, who's in it with you and who ain't. You know, them people who ain't and they haven't whatever for a while, it's time to kind of let them go because they're holding a place card for someone like a Mr. Rick to be in your life now. I'm trying to tell you. You can learn something from somebody like Mr. Rick. And you don't need
All
to keep
right.
holding on to something just because you've been friends for 20 years. If you ain't talked to the child and, you know, more than two or three times a year, it's not that serious. You know, you can push them to the side. They don't have to totally be cut out, but you need to fill yourself with people who know themselves and are going somewhere, because you need that momentum. You need that positive light that those individuals have to be able to, you know, to inspire yourself as well. So up next, Mr. Rick, would you like to tell us how you know your worth, sir?
Well, I guess he's shy. He can't give it all up right now.
I don't know if we're too much for Rick.
he may be a little shy, or he's just so confident he doesn't have to say anything. But that's all right.
It's okay. We ain't mad at him.
We
understand, because Tonya and I know that we're two strong females, and sometimes we could be a little overpowering, a little overwhelming. And I can say it, a little overbearing, because I know I can a little bit sometimes. But
yeah, you can.
Yeah. Thank you. I already know. I can tell my transparency and my truth. Some of y'all are hiding behind the tea. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I don't have
you know it.
No in mind.
Come on now.
See, that's why I'm happy.
Yeah.
Let me say, put that.
Wait, like,
put that
like he did
on it.
Happy.
Yes.
No. She's clapping already.
I got to clap for myself. I don't need nobody to clap for me. Mr.
You
Rick,
don't
thank
need
you
nobody.
For clapping for me, but trust me, I am my own cheering squad. Do you
and
hear
it's
me?
It's all good. It's all good.
Yep.
So you asked me a question. I'm going to answer it for you. And I started to say my answer to the question, first of all, it took a long time for me to. I figured it out by finding out how to utilize my gifts appropriately.
Uh-huh.
When I found my purpose in life, I did that by having being brought up right and having good character, integrity, and honesty and love and giving spirit, philanthropic spirit, and that's how I found my worth. I work at it every day. It goes up and down, the ebb and flows, but it kind of stays steady on a daily basis. So
I hear you. Thank you very, very, very much. Now, for me to answer that question, I have a totally different answer than everybody else, of course. I'm one of those individuals that really, really knew her worth very early on in life. And I had an episode in which I had a second concussion. And I realized at that point in time that I didn't know myself as well as I thought I did. And so somehow my worth kind of suffered for a couple years. And I just want to say that because I know everybody doesn't always know their worth the whole entirety of their life. You go through some ebbs, as he said, ebbs and flows of it. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And you can actually lose that part of the mental state from an injury, or mine was actually a car accident. And it took me a long time to come back from that. But when I came back, Lord have mercy. Okay. Ain't got a chance. God bless all y'all. That's all I'm saying. But I wouldn't have had this show had I not realized what my worth was. I would not have done the things that I've done, maintain a consulting business, if I did not know my worth. I just really was raised with some really good values that when they came back to me and as I matured, I was able to execute them differently than as I was a child. And so, therefore, I became more powerful. One of the statements I want to make sure that I put out here, because I want to make sure I don't forget, is no one is you, and that is your power. Always remember that. You are the only person that's you. You are the only person who knows you best. So get to know yourself better. Make sure that you really analyze some things. Because getting to know yourself is not an easy task. Sometimes you find out things about yourself that just might not be too cool. And it's a journey. Would y'all actually say that that's a journey?
True.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a journey, guys. But we don't want to sit here and make it look like it's that easy to do, because it isn't. And we know that people struggle with it. That's why we're having the show today. So let's start with a question, kind of break a little ice here. What do y'all think about the adage of you teach people how to treat you?
Well,
Rick, you want to take that first?
he gave
He's
me something,
laughing.
but yes, I think it's a true statement. I always harken back when I'm talking is it takes years to cultivate a certain skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was younger, I didn't know how to be treated. So therefore, I didn't know how to teach somebody to treat me. But as I got older,
Amen.
I began to know me better. And begin to know my likes and dislikes, my pleasures and non-pleasures and all the above. And I'm able to now show someone or teach someone how to treat me and what I like and I dislike. So, yeah, I believe that's true.
Okay. And Tanya?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, first and foremost, it's very difficult to teach someone if they're not ready to learn. Let's start there. The second thing is that if you don't know who you are and you're hurting, you can hurt other people. So when I was hurting other people. So it took me a while, like you said, it's growth, it's maturity, mm-hmm. it's being seasoned, you know, because sometimes we can be a little salty. While I was salty, I was making other people around me salty. So I couldn't teach people to really be around me healthy because I wasn't healthy. So as like you said, it took you a while and you went through something. I went through something with my chronic disease. So it made me angry and bitter. So I was going around, you know, treating people a type of way. But now since the growth has come upon me somewhat, there's some days I can be some type of way. But to teach someone is basically knowing yourself and being in a good place so that they're able to learn.
Yes, and I want to say something about that because I know you well. Sometimes it is very hard to love you, but guess what? I love you anyway.
Well, she's being transparent.
I'm being very transparent. Yeah, what are you laughing about? I'm being for real on this.
That's
very
honesty.
Look, we kick it real on here, Rick. Seriously.
I see.
I ain't scared. I ain't got my feelings on my sleeve. She told
no.
the truth. It's
yes,
okay.
Yes. And, it, you know, and it's been vice versa. Because when I was down, I know she didn't like me either sometimes.
No.
You know, it's okay.
No.
But, you know, true love does overcome all things. It
That's
really,
right.
really, really does. And, Tanya and I have told our story many times on this show. We've not always been besties for, you know, since the crib forever. We have gone mm-hmm. through many, many cycles of being okay, all right, being all right. No, we're just going to be buddies. All right, I'll talk to you a few times here and there. I don't really have time. To, you know, being so far up each other's behind, you know, our husbands couldn't stand us. We really made them sick. So literally, like, so we know how this goes and how everything can change in a minute. And I know there was a period of time that I didn't even have enough strength. I said all that so I can tell you that I didn't even have enough strength to love her at certain periods of her time when she was going through what she was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling this to people because sometimes it's okay. Don't sit there and hang on so tight that the rope chokes off your blood circulation and now you're no good. I came to a point where I had to let go because I had to take care of me at some point too. And then when I got healthier and I got stronger, I came back for her and told her, I'm here for you. So,
you
know, take all that, you know, with how that works. So, Rick, how about you? Do you have a friend, a compadre, a whatever, a buddy? I don't know y'all say buddies, but homeboy. that you've gone through something like that with?
I do. I do. I just recently have someone I'm going through it right now today. We on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis right now in regards to our relationship. He's going through, he's trying to work through it, but yet and still he backslides or does something that he knows he's not supposed to do, whatever the case may be. And we might fight and go back and forth, and then I'll hang up the phone and won't call him for a couple of days, or he'll call me and we'll go back. So guys have those spots, those spats as well. And like you say, I know at the end of the day we're still going to be friends. We're going to be tough, but sometimes I have to turn them off because I got to heal, or I have to get better, or I want to have a good day. I don't want to be always I don't always want to be the counselor. Sometimes I need some counseling as well.
So. Come on now. That's the truth.
So yes. that's really the case. But men have it as well. And we don't like to talk about it, of course, because we think we're macho and we got egos and all that kind of good stuff. Just like I tell anybody in a minute, heartbeat, I cry, man. There's many times I cry. I cry at movies, you know. And but yet still, you're a man. You're supposed to not tell nobody that. You're not supposed to be that sensitive. But
see, I'm a clap for you with that.
I am.
Yes. Tell it. Tell it. Cry at the movie. Come on.
Yeah.
Now. Sometimes I'm tear-jerkers. Come on.
Absolutely. I'm a guy who believes in getting it out. Don't load it in, so I'm getting it out. Get it out of me.
But you know what? That's what Tanya and I do, and that's why we're so healthy. It's healthy for you mentally, spiritually, also physically. Because when you're holding on to a lot of things inside of you and you don't let them out, it starts to actually show up in symptoms through your body physically.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. So in other areas of your life as well.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. Yes. So what do you guys think, when I was thinking about this topic, the first part, other than just knowing thyself, I said, what is the first step other than just kind of digging down into yourself? And my first step actually was, which was the hardest for me, which that's so funny that I mentioned it, is setting the boundaries.
Absolutely.
You know, I really... struggle. I still to this day, I can honestly say today, I'm much better at it. I do know myself. I would say I'm probably about at 95% of really knowing myself, my worth, my skill level, what I bring to the table. But that 5%, sometimes I struggle with understanding, how certain people need to have certain different boundaries. I get confused on what type of boundaries to set on certain people.
Well, you can't really set certain boundaries on certain people. First and foremost, baby, you're supposed to have that 5% or maybe even a little bit more than that 5% because no one's perfect. That's
right.
The first thing. So it's okay to have sometimes not knowing. That's what life's all about. We have trials and tribulations. It will happen. It's always going to happen. So certain things that you think you know and you got it together, all of a sudden there's a breakdown and you're not quite sure what to do, how this happened, and you're looking around like, I thought I had it together. What happened here?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why am I back in this same situation that I thought I would never, ever be back into? So, but there's something else, like you said, that you were supposed to learn that you didn't get. So that's why that lesson came about. And sometimes it comes about a little harder than the first time that you had it.
Yeah, if you miss the first time, it hurts the second time. Yeah.
There you go. But you learn from it.
But I'm going to say this because, you know, I'm going to keep it real, real. So y'all be careful. Hold on to the couch. Okay. The reason why I said that is because that 5% that I struggle with is family.
Come on.
Come on now. I don't
And my 2% is church.
Woo! Y'all.
Come on, this is transparency. Y'all better clap back for me. Stop that playing. Both of y'all laughing because you know I'm right. Say I'm right. Hallelujah. Don't y'all try me like that. Don't be leaving me hanging.
That's a good one.
I'm pulling y'all down the pool with me.
Look. That was a good one.
But people can, I don't know if everybody can relate to the church thing, Tanya, but everybody can relate to family.
He just said he could.
He said he could.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
When I say family, I am talking about moms and dads.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Come on.
I'm talking about those people you were raised with, those people you love unconditionally. There are times in your life that you're going to have a little struggle with loving them right then and there or loving them from afar.
Right. That's true.
Okay. And that's why I'm being very transparent and honest. So we'll catch up on with Rick on another situation from him. So we'd like everybody to come on back. We're going to go ahead and pay some bills, have some commercial time up in here, and then we'll be right back. This is the perfect time to go fill your cup up and pull that blanket back, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Pastor Paul Dean presents Kiss God Radio, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Kingdom International Single Seminar to help singles kiss God so they can stop kissing the wrong people and having the wrong relationships. Kiss God Radio, Tuesdays, 8 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Paul Dean. I worship, I wait, I win. Join in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Marriage Can Win. Join Eric and Dr. Sakisha Hylik Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern for Marriage Can Win. The Institute of Marriage is a sacred covenant not to be entered into lightly. Join us for innovative talk and everyday conversation about relationships with Eric and Dr. Sakisha Hylik on Marriage Can Win, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Couch Chronicles with Simone Hurt, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. This show is based upon men and women of each generation being able to talk and explore the various life cycles from cradle to the grave, learning from each other's experiences. Couch Chronicles empowers those who have taken the journey but may not have the understanding of their options to grow to the strongest kings and queens that they are. Tune in to Couch Chronicles Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern with Simone Hurt on LoveRadioNetwork.com. There's greatness in all of us, and Kimberly Renee is a firm believer that everyone should live in their own truth. As a certified motivational coach and speaker, she uses her platform to propel others towards wholeness, great relationships, and accomplishing their goals. Join Kimberly Renee for Kiss of Life, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
All right. Guess what, everybody? We are back. Thank you for tuning in with Couch Chronicles. We are live with my co-host, Miss Tanya, and we have a special guest today, Mr. Richard McLaren, a.k.a. Big Rick. Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing? Everybody got refueled? We ready to go for part two?
Got my cup ready.
I'm ready.
I know that's right. All right. I'm going to say a little segue to kind of get the party started.
Okay.
All right. Things of value require sacrifice. If people are too hurt, too busy, or too damn stupid to see that you are a blessing they've been asking for, just fall back, know your worth, or leave. Hallelujah.
Woo! Girl.
Okay.
You're talking to me. Come on,
man. I'm talking to a whole lot of people. Cut it out.
Woo.
Okay.
That's an alarm. Woo, woo. That's the sound of the police. That's an alarm right there, girl.
It's meant to be a red flag. If you have that red flag in any part of your relationships, even with yourself, it is time for self-evaluation. Okay?
Yes,
ma'am. Literally. So, Mr. Rick, what you think about that?
Well,
okay, Miss Tanya, why don't you tell me? He contemplates about that.
He gets a little scared. I don't think he's scared.
I think he's really trying to figure out exactly what's coming on.
But that's okay. We're gonna give him time.
He's like, they a little off the chain for me. I'm telling you what. Know your worth.
Oh,
what you think about that, Tanya?
know what I think about that is so true. When you say it's time to remove yourself from when people don't realize the value that you've given to their relationship and the time that you've put into the relationship, it hurts. It actually hurts. And it gets to the point you feel that you've given so much, you thought they even cared about you. And when you realize they didn't even care, it's like it was almost like they're using you for what you are worth, because they realize the value in you. See, they realize that they're only 50 cents and they realize you're a whole dollar. So it's a bit different thing. So they want you to now put in a dollar and they want you to put in now additional 50 cents on them. And see, then you realize, I don't do coins, I do bills. So now it's time for me to step, because
now
I don't
you can't
do
me on that.
I don't do you. I don't do you,
that's
boo.
Right.
And that goes for church, too. I don't do you,
oh,
boo.
Oh, here she go.
Oh, Lord.
Hey. But see, he came back on that one.
Yeah, I just got back in. I missed most of it.
Yes. Look. I like Chris, okay? I like that feel and that peel of a dollar or a 10 or a 50 or a 100. You know what I'm saying?
Like and dollars. We don't do coins. I don't do coins.
They stack and carry better, y'all. Just
Thank
check
you.
That out.
Come on
okay?
now. I can put that in my wall. I can put that in my bra. What?
Just let you know.
You can slip me something. I'll put it in. Yeah, nobody know what happened. It's all good. It's good.
So how about you, Rick? What do you think?
I missed most of the question, so I got disconnected because I had a phone call come in. So
give me
that question again for me, please.
We're talking. We're still on the, you know, if they're too stupid to know you're a blessing to them, you just fall back or you leave. What do you feel about that?
I'll tell you. it depends. And the reason why I say it depends. See, I got like these three or four things that I put in any situation I get in to evaluate a person. And I don't expect the person to be 25, let's say it's 100%, so 25% for those four. I don't expect them to be 25 in all those compartments. So if there's a compartment that's got 10% and then the other one has 25, the other one has 24, and the other one has 20, then I might work with that person to work in that one area where they might not have the value or the worth or what I'm looking for in that particular area. But I'm not going to throw them out with the bathwater. It depends, because nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I come with flaws. I come with whatever they think is valuable or invaluable, and they're taking me as me, and I'm going to have to take them as them. And see if we can work it out. That's what I do.
I understand that. But when you show me the second time and the third time, it's time for you to go.
That's the problem. I understand what you're saying. I got you. And that's the way you feel. That's your way. That's your position. But I tell you right now, I find more diamonds in the rough. See, and that's the problem. So I take my time with them, and I work them, and we figure it out. And next thing you know, I got me a gold mine. But if I threw it away and gave it to the next person, he had the patience, he might turn that person into a diamond as well.
Yeah, but if they're using you, abusing you, or not treating you accordingly, I say exit left.
Well, I say there's a lot of different, once again, I don't know what part of it we're talking about.
Right.
But
that's
I mean, there's a lot of different things. Like I say, I'm not taking no physical abuse or nothing like that. But I'm just saying, if somebody's cheap, somebody doesn't want to, you know, we're going, first of all, I'm always paying for the date. So I don't expect you to treat me unless you want to treat me. That's on you. I'm not going to answer you to that. I don't care about all that. I'm the man. I'm going to do that part. But I'm not one of those guys, like, I took you out five times. Now you need to take me out. I don't do that. So I have some friends who do that. I have some friends that do that. And guess what? They cut you off in a minute. It's like, yo, you ain't showing me this or that. And I'm saying, well, why? You're the man. So you're supposed to take her out. So continue to take her out.
There we go with that.
Well,
we're
not going to get into that because we're old school. I know I'm old school for sure. And I do believe in that. But, you know, I was taught that, you know, there is a give and take, though, at some point. The question is, you two needed to have a conversation as to when that would happen. And sometimes even if you don't have the conversation, if a man treats me five times, and yeah, I'm going to definitely treat him the next time. I'm going to treat him real good. So he'll treat again for the next five times.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's got to be some reciprocity in here. Am I saying that word right?
Reciprocity.
Thank you. There does have to be some. Yes.
The problem happens is you said it right there. Communication.
Yes.
Communication. We all, when we first start out doing stuff, we're showing representatives of ourselves. We normally are not giving them the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm going to tell you straight up, when you first meet me, you're getting me. And you better understand that. Now, I could be too much. I could be 120,
amen,
125 all the time. But you better, if you're going to hang with me, you got to be able to deal with this because it's coming, and that's the way I am. So I say that people don't communicate, and they're not honest, and they're not truthful in their presentation, and this is where you run into these problems. You know, if I have money problems and I tell you right now I got money problems, and babe, we can't go to Ruth Chris, we can go to Red Lobster. I hope you can understand that. If you can't, then that's cool too. You know what I mean? But
yeah, because she don't understand. She just ain't eating. How about that? So she better understand. What the heck?
I don't have no problems. I don't have those problems, but that's cool.
That's why I love me some Big Rick. He is cool. He is. But see, I like a straight shooter. I do. I really respect and honor a straight shooter because you know what you're going to get. There's just no fluff about this. It is what it is. You either like it or you don't. And, you know, either go along for the ride or go sit down somewhere. And I know that because I'm like that. Trust me, I am not for everybody. Okay. True.
Get a cup of tea with a little whiskey in it.
Skippy baby.
Yes. A little too much lip. But hey, listen, I got a question for you ladies.
Are you trying to tell me I got too much lip?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
I got a question for you ladies. Come on my show and tell me I have too much left. Okay, all right.
I got a question for you ladies. Because I'm a man, I want to know this. I sit back all the time. I'm in a club or even in church. Hey, I'm going to use her pronoun. In church or I'm somewhere and I see a young lady that has a whole bunch of qualities and a whole bunch of worth that I see and value, but yet and still they're in a devalued relationship.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Ooh. Why?
Well, you would really have to ask them because a lot of people are in relationships because not a lot of reasons. One, they may not want to be alone. Number two, they ain't figured out their exit strategy yet. It ain't complete.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. You laughing. They ain't figured out their exit strategy yet.
Oh,
so they hanging in there until they get to that.
Right, okay.
Three, you never know what people are going through.
Yep.
Until you get to talking to them, you never know what they're going through.
True.
You know, there's a whole lot of women that hear us on this show that have gone through some really bad relationships, and we don't understand. Sometimes we don't know why we were sitting there too long anyway ourselves. You know, but there's some men who do the same thing.
True.
You know, men just have a different exit strategy. See, they you know, ante up before they leave. They make sure they got that. The extra strategy is just a little bit different. They're not really wasting a whole lot of the time by themselves. They just move on to the next one, and they just slide out of you and slide on into the next. So,
Go ahead, Tanya.
Sometimes women have a fear of being alone. Sometimes women are in those D relationships because of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes women are in those type of relationships because they've been hurt so much that they don't want to go back out there, and something about what they're dealing with, they've learned to accept. So there's a part of acceptance that they're dealing with. So, again, that's part of some of their mental capacity of their emotions. So a lot of it has to do sometimes with their emotions, and sometimes there's D relationships, maybe because brother got money, but he ain't no good, but she liked the money.
I just gave you a few examples.
Examples.
But that goes, what I was trying to get to is goes to our subject matter. When I see that, when I see all those things there, and I know those, you know, they vary by the woman, but I see a person that doesn't know their worth.
Yeah, they have attributes, but they don't know how great they are.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? That's why I see it all the time, and I see it all the time. And what I find myself doing, I'm getting in conversation with them, and I'm sitting there puzzled by, wow, you really do not know your worth. You don't have any value to it. You're willing to accept anything. I'm just not a guy. I'm not a guy going to accept anything. But I find that to be a case a lot in a lot of scenarios.
It is.
And I just want to get you ladies thought on that. So
I find that a lot on the female side, unfortunately. But I have seen more of it on the men's side a lot lately. I'm not quite too sure what that's about either.
They need some empowerment.
But you know where I see it? Because, you know me, I'm nosy, so I like to ask some questions. And what I'm coming up with is that a lot of them are coming out of a very abusive mental relationship.
Yes.
And I think that it's starting, that now for people is starting to come to the forefront where men are now finally kind of recognizing, you know, what mental abuse really is. Especially from a woman in a woman's, you know, male-female relationship. And they just don't, some of them just don't know any better. If that's what you've always had, if you don't know any different, it's hard to know better. So
that speaks to the emotions.
Yep, it does.
And that's the problem, their emotions. And people get so caught up in them, like you just said, that they rather take the abuse than realize their worth. You were saying, you know, it's difficult when people don't realize their worth. And it's so sad. Empowerment classes can go on. You guys, wait, we could teach an empowerment class for a lot of people. It doesn't make a difference that you're 50. Doesn't make a difference that you're 60. Doesn't make a difference that you're 25. You still may need to be empowered to love yourself and to know your worth. Because there's beautiful attributes with so many women and men. That, like Simone said, some people are getting abused. Men get abused by women too.
Come on now. It's not talked about that often because one of my pet peeves is that I know that I have dated quite a few men who literally have been sexually abused by older women. You know, you are not supposed to be taught sex at 14 and 16 years old by a 30-year-old woman.
No, not at all.
Okay.
But
see, men don't look at it like that. They like, oh, I'm going to be great when this is over. She taught me a whole lot. They consider that kind of a notch on the belt, like I'm up a little bit than the next man. No, you were actually sexually abused, dude.
See, 50 Shades, 50 Shades. Yes. There it is.
Wow.
It's real.
You know, I've had a couple conversations like that in 2020 where I was like, no, baby, you are sexually abused. That's just a reverse of a male and a female. That's molestation. People don't recognize that because men in their minds are not going to put that together like that. They would rather just say, okay, well, I had a good time. It was great. It was fun. I learned a lot, and let's keep it moving. You know, I mean, I know that because I have two male sons, and I had a bout with that with my youngest son. He's still in high school, 16 years old, and you rolling him home in a Mercedes-Benz, and he getting out the car with 14 pairs of shoes. Now I already know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So no. Mm-mm. But you understood where I was coming from when I came outside with the baseball bat. Don't bring it behind back here. Don't go there with my son. We not having that.
Yeah.
He was mad. Yeah. I don't care how mad you get, buddy. You don't even know nothing. You go sit down for a minute. You just have fun. I said, you don't even see the bigger picture of this man. You know?
Yeah.
Right. There's a saying that says, when you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't.
True. Yeah.
Back to what Rick was saying.
True.
That's right.
Very, very true. Very hard to be around them if you can't, you know, it just ain't working like that. Now, let me ask this towards the end. So I'm going to ask y'all. I'm going to actually start off first. The question is, if someone came up to you today and asked you, how do you know your worth? Trust me, I've been thinking about this ever since I read the article. And one of the things that really stood out for me, not the only one, but it's just one that I'm going to share with y'all, is that I recognize the difference that I make in the world. And when I say that, it goes back to an experience that I had that I remember when I had lost my job, I'm sitting there trying to make a way, and my parents both got sick at the same time. I left Maryland and had to move back to Ohio to take care of both my parents because neither one of them could take care of each other. Now, I had both of them and plus my youngest son because he was still in high school. And in the end of it, being their caretaker, having to relocate, get a new job, deal with my son going to a new school, I really realize and recognize what type of difference that I make in the world and in other people's lives. And it made me feel so good, like it was one of the greatest accomplishments that I actually had made in a long time. And that's when I really realized, you know, I not only have my self-esteem and my confidence, but when you can pivot, turn, and go to someone else, and keep the boat afloat when you don't even think you have a boat,
right,
is when I really recognized what my worth was.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, Rick. Come on, Rick. Come
well,
on, Rick.
How do you know Rick. Your wealth, worth? So I would have to say, I believe I've been working on this for especially my last 20 so years is my legacy. What am I going to leave behind? What are people going to say when I'm done? What is my philanthropic areas, my philanthropic endeavors? What is my reputation? Let my work speak for me. Mm. So, and that's where I live. That's kind of a mantra I live by in business, in life, in relationships. So my work is going to be based on what I leave behind, my legacy, my deeds, my reputation, my philanthropic work. And I'm going to hopefully, I want that on my tombstone as well. My father has it on his tombstone. Let my work speak for me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Very good. And what about you, T?
What I feel for my worth is that I had to learn it, to be honest with you. I had to learn how to find the confidence in myself. I had to learn my confidence in my worth. And the work that I do, like you said, the deeds that you do, based upon when I learned that I thought I had everything in worth, and I thought worth meant money. Because mm-hmm. when I had so much
yeah.
money,
yeah.
I thought that was
yeah.
my worth.
Yeah.
And then when I lost
yep.
all my money, yeah. I didn't know who I was. I'm
like,
that's not my worth. I'll be doggone, Lord. I thought you thought
Woo.
That was me. I mean, I would swipe my card and didn't think about it. I didn't care about the world. You hear me? But then when I lost it all, I realized that wasn't my worth.
That's
so
right.
Then I had to find new confidence because I had shame because I didn't have that flow of change like I used
yes.
to.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'll
then
hump
I
you
realized
in a
minute. That I had to rebuild myself. And I'm like, okay, what am I rebuilding? How am I finding myself? So finding myself in my worth was finding confidence in myself. That I was more than the money, that
mm-hmm.
I was somebody outside of the money, that I had to find confidence in my health. I had to find confidence in what I saw in people and what people saw in me outside of my money and what I could do for them outside of me giving them money.
Mm.
So I realized that I had a different type of worth for myself. And then when I found it, I really realized who I was, and I realized I was beautiful without money. And
yep.
then that confidence, that rain, that shine. And the next thing I knew, I had this big shine on me, and a light went with me everywhere I went. And it wasn't the money anymore. So building confidence was, I realized that was my worth.
Worth. Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on
yeah.
now. That is true.
I love that. I love that. How about did the church like you? Did the church still like you when your tithe went down? When your tithe went down?
I don't like you no more. But guess what, Rick? I left. Come on now. See, you're going to put me on Front Street. But, you know, it's transparency. But wait. I left. Wait a minute. I ain't scared.
Oh, my God.
But I'm in a wonderful church now, and I love them, and they love me. So it's all good.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
That is beautiful. That is a great thing. That's a great thing. What church are you a member of?
I am a member of Love Fellowship Christian Center in Belcamp, Maryland.
Okay.
And Pastor Thompson, he even has a podcast. He's a powerful brother. He's gotten me so straight in some places that I didn't realize I was so weak at, you know.
Mm.
So I love that. So it's not so much just throwing the Bible and throwing the book upside
right.
my head. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? He's throwing into my soul. He's pouring into me. And I need it so that way I can pour out to everybody else. So that keeps my light shining. So you know you have that oil burning in your lamp. He keeps filling up my oil. So I love it. Mm. I love it.
Beautiful.
Pastor Thompson, what's going on, baby? No, that's how he is. He's down to earth. He's a wonderful man. You know, he's a wonderful down-to-earth brother that you can relate to as a man. You know, he's a man of God. He doesn't have that platform that I'm the pastor. This is what you going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
he's a man of God. Yeah.
I got a subject for you, Simone, in a couple of months, a couple of weeks. So why are there more women in church than men?
Ooh.
Well.
I'm not, that's a subject for another day, another chronicle.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. I'm not afraid to answer this question. No. Don't act like I don't. I go to church this, but stop playing. Anyway, one of the reasons why there's more women in church is because women, personally, spiritually, and physically, we are very connected to our higher being. We understand and have a deeper value and sense of understanding of belief and faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe in prayer very, very strongly. You know, prayer, I tell my sons, you know, no matter what happens in the day, just always know I prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be my job, but it'll definitely be something that I will always do. Because once you are connected, that's something that starts to inhibit yourself. It becomes a part of you. And women are the best prayer warriors in the world.
I agree.
Well, I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tanya. Say it, Tanya. Tell us, speak the truth, say the devil.
I'm going to disagree. Only because there's some men of God out there. There's some great men of God out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's
absolutely.
Just some brothers that are scared to show that they're men of God, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they put on their armor on every morning, but then when they go out, they forget that they put their armor on before they walked out the door. So when they get of the door, they become of the world easily. So
mm-hmm.
that's what's wrong with so many men. They get conflicted and get confused when they get around the world. But other than that, behind closed doors, just like men cry behind closed doors,
mm-hmm.
men
mm-hmm.
pray behind closed doors.
Yes.
You know, men
okay.
pray behind. There's some praying brothers
yeah,
out there. Some
absolutely.
Brothers, I ain't going to leave y'all hanging. There's some praying brothers. But the reason why there's more women in church is that men on Sunday are watching football.
That's the joke.
No, but the reality of it is that men don't like to get up and they don't want to have the commitment and show the commitment because women, like you said, they don't mind exhibiting the prayer in public. Men
yeah.
have a problem of exhibiting their love of God in public. And why? That's a question that men should call in and tell us because guess what, Big Rick? Maybe you can tell us why.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, I got to put a disclaimer. I'm a PK kid, so I've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you, and I like the corporate answer that Simone gave, and I like the little jokey joke you did. That was all cute and all that, right? But the fact is that women are just, outside, yeah, they pray all that. They definitely dedicate all that. But the biggest difference between the two is you're more emotional. That is the biggest difference. And what happens in church, not say they play on your emotion, but they work your emotion. See, think about this. I'm gonna give you a perfect example. When I go to church, I go to check my tithe offerings. It's very hard or very difficult for you to convince me to write a different check than what I already wrote for my tithes and offerings. But my wife, I can tell you, she'll probably write three or four more checks than I got in my pocket.
Yeah.
because she's more involved, more emotional, more just caught up in the moment. Guys are more thinking through type of dudes, and they always iffy, like, yo, you know, what do you got going on? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Whatever the case may be. But once again, the biggest difference is the emotion.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm gonna sit and think of that, because most churches are very emotional pastors or emotional preachers, and once in a while you get a man running around the church, you know, but you do get a woman that'll knock her wig off in church. So yes, that's the difference with the emotions. Yeah. Now, I will agree with that.
Women are actually in the Bible called to be prayer warriors in support of the community, and it's not just the men.
That's
right. Everybody. It's the families, the community, the children, everything. So,
well, the men are just more loyal. Yeah, like, women are just more loyal to it. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
they give 125%, the guy give 80%, 70%. Or his think it's 100, whatever the case may be. We've done some research on our current church, because our church is probably 75-25, maybe 70-30. I think it's 70-30 women. And the women are just dedicated. And like I say, they have a family, and the husband's home, like you say. It might be football, might be laziness. It's all the above, to tell you the truth, why he doesn't come. But then there's the skepticality as well of the environment and what's going on. And we are just more practical in the skepticality-wise. Once again, I can share with you, I mean, the checkbook was open, and I had to sometimes snatch the checkbook. You know what I mean? Like, yo, word, hey, hey, hey.
This happens to me.
Okay. All right. But y'all, we are running over our time. We want to thank our audience for being so kind to be so patient and hanging there with us today. Thank you all for listening and joining us on the couch tonight. Be safe and continue to do one thing better than you did yesterday. Remember,
amen,
to love yourself first, and of course, we love you. So see you next week on the couch at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And until then, make sure to be the best kings and queens that you can be. Love Radio and myself and everybody and Mr. Rick and Tanya say bless you and see you back next week. Feel free to listen to past shows at Love LUV Radio Network 24. Catch up on some of the things that you missed, and peace, and have blessings and many, many to yours. Amen.
Amen.
And good night.
Amen.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Good night. Good night.